Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for being here, everybody. I am your host, Michael Long, and you are listening to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio, as we're going to be joining in with Sonic Nova today. Coming up next hour will be Sherry Brown, and okay, let me see. Okay, so looking for Sonic here to be calling in. Let me check all my phone lines, see where everybody is, and I'll be back with all of you guys here in just a minute. Stay where you're at. As they always say, don't touch that dial.
but all are free as they join the stampede. You should never take more than you give in the circle of life.
School one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. Said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. Suddenly I realize there must be some mistake. They know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls.
Welcome everybody to the show here on Journey into the Light. Love that song, and I'm glad that you are here. We are live. I am your host, Michael Long, on Journey into the Light, and we have a packed house tonight. Wow. Already a dozen on hold. Oh, my goodness. And we just started the show 1 minute ago. Okay. You are listening. This is Michael. You are listening to... I was talking earlier, but I didn't know I was on mute. So I'm going to put on one of Sonic's encore shows. And if Sonic shows up live, we will immediately cut the tape and go directly to Sonic and you guys calling in, okay? Now, remember, coming up at the top of the hour, only 40 minutes away, Sherry Brown will be here live, okay? I have confirmed she will be here, Sherry Brown, live here with all of you guys. We'll take callers and all of that. So I'm going to put the encore show of Sonic on right now. It's in progress. So there we go. And we're trying to help as many people as possible. Again, remember, this is a mini reading, okay? This does not solve all your problems, but definitely if you go to after the show to Sonic's site, she can definitely help you fully in what you are needing for sure. So, and again, all the contact information for Sonic is listed on the show page, so check that out as well. So I was just, as we were starting this show, I was posting on my Facebook a video that was just sent to me from Reach for the Stars, Diane, my dear friend who does a lot of the graphics and things. And if you go to my Facebook under Michael Long, you'll see a beautiful graphic video that Diane just sent to me of Sonic, and it's really great. So check it out. I think you'll love it. And the last thing I want to say here is next hour, stay with us. It's a two-hour night here on Journey of the Light. Next hour, my co-host, Jennifer Taylor, from Quantum Touch. We're going to be taking phone calls next hour for relationships and love questions. It's going to be this new show that Jennifer and myself take phone calls and talking with you, helping you. It's really taken off very, very well. And so stay with us on the second hour as well, okay? So there you go, and I'll be coming to you in the screening room as well on this show, so be by your phones, please. And lastly, press the 1 on your phone if you want to speak to Sonic tonight, okay? So that you show up there in the right spot. So, okay, so you guys are doing that, I can tell. All right, up to 14 people on hold. That's fantastic. And remember, Sonic is here every Tuesday at this time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Write it down. Tell your friends. More and more people are just loving Sonic's show, and the show is really growing, and we're not even past Labor Day when the audience really kicks in. So let's bring Sonic on to the show. Welcome back, Sonic.
Thanks, Mike. How are you? How is everybody this week?
Oh, doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Super busy. I'm kind of bummed because my website is not working properly. So if you guys get there and you can't click on things, I'm very sorry. We're having some really bad technical issues. And my main developer is not going to be available till the 25th. But hopefully you'll be able to go do the chat on my website after the show. So as Mike was sharing, I was born with these psychic healing and remote viewing skills, which is basically I developed over my lifetime. So I was born with this, and, you know, at this point, I've been here on the planet for 56 cycles. So you can imagine how much experience I've gained from all that. And basically, for me, the work that I do is as natural as you guys breathing in and out. So I basically express these intuitive gifts with ease and grace, and I love to serve, and I love to support people in their transition and in what appears to be a bad situation. I want you all to think about this and realize that there's a great gift in that bad situation, because we do live in a planet that is polarized, which means that there's a positive pole and a negative pole, and everything that has a negative effect on you is going to have a positive outcome or result. So it's just what you focus your attention on. So I really want to share that with everybody, because I had a conversation with somebody yesterday and alerted them to that, and they were like, yeah, you're right. You know, every adversity that I've ever had, I've found a gift in it, me and everybody else. So I want you guys to think about your adversities that you're going through right now that I'm going to answer briefly here. as that, as the gift that's hidden behind the adversity. So, not to waste time, I am a master channeler. I can channel the ascended masters, the angelic realm, the ET realm. I actually also can do psychic remote viewing, relationship readings, where I can see what your partner is doing and I can read his mind or her mind and tell you what's going on and why they're behaving the way they're behaving. I can also do, for those of you that are single, that are one and not with a partner, future potential readings where I can tell you the future potential partners that are coming into your life, and people have said I'm super accurate with that in seeing the potentials that are coming into your life. And I can also do it with your career and your finances and money issues, or what I call scarcity, the scarcity instead of the abundance city, and I can help you to overcome and repattern yourself for success. That goes into more of my life coaching. I do soulmate readings for people that are in relationships and want to figure out what the heck am I in and why is this happening to me. If you're in a twin flame, twin ray, or a soulmate, or what I call other connections, basically, which are basically like a soul brother and sister, or a soul, like a soulmate that is basically very polarizing you. That's, you say red, they say green, you know, they say blue, you know, they always oppose you. So we could look at that as well and see what stands between your mutual joy and happiness in this present relationship, or if you need to move on. I also do life architecture coaching and light transmission energy healings, life coaching services. I am a certified life coach. I find lost objects, not people. I'm not willing to do that. There's a lot of people out there that can do that for you. But, you know, with my remote viewing skill sets, I found people's jewelry and keys and all kinds of things if they haven't been stolen. And if they have, I'll let you know. I do also do past life Akashic record readings, just like Edgar Cayce used to do. I do the remote healing sessions and the therapeutic intuitive seer healer sessions. I'm a master herbalist, a nutritional supplement intuitive, and my philosophy is cure yourself with foods and natural nature's best remedy supplements and superfood supplements, and that will get you on the road to a healing. I do mediumship sessions, which means that I am the facilitator between yourself and your deceased loved ones. It's not a channeling, it's a mediumship, where I actually connect to the person that has crossed over and I communicate on their behalf with you. And then I do my far out stuff, my like virtual 12 strand DNA activations. Those are things where I'm actually literally awakening your pineal, pituitary, and hypothalamus and reuniting them so that you can have your inner senses fully activated, because we all are psychic. We all have our inner senses, and we just need a little help and a little push in that direction. So I do those remotely, and I do them across the globe, and that is required a 45-minute session. I do soul infusion reconnections for those more advanced souls that want to connect with their soul, with their higher self, infinite self. There's many names for that. And I also do personal spirit extractions. That means exorcisms is what they usually call it. I don't like to call that. I'm more gentle. So I like to call that a spirit extraction. And that does include a mediumship session sometimes. And the home spirit extractions, like poltergeist, I can get rid of poltergeist in people's homes remotely. And we also do cord cutting with whatever no longer serves you. You have a past relationship that is still pulling you and dragging you, and you don't have the ability to get into a new relationship because of the past. We'll do some cord cutting from the very beginning of time to the future moment so that you can move on with your life. And I also work with distorted energy removal and what that means. I don't like to call it curses or spells because it's yucky, but it's more like an energy that somebody put upon you, either themselves or through somebody else that was the in-between person, that is causing you harm and causing you to all of a sudden, like, everything's great and your whole life gets constricted and compacted, and you feel like somebody's stepping on your head, quite literally, because everything starts to fall apart in your life. That usually is because somebody has wished you ill. So I can get rid of that as well. I do that in dream time. I don't do that here. I literally can see some of the pieces of it, but when I go to sleep like a shaman and I go searching for who did what and why, and then I unwind it, I dissolve it, and you're free from it. So I've done quite a few sessions like that here, not here on our show, but people that have come to me directly, and all I really need to do that is 15 minutes of your time. 7 minutes to find out what's going on and 7 minutes to tell you what happened and to clear you. And then there's the energetic session where we remove fear and embedded programming that is in each of your chakras. And then we do basically most of this stuff I do remotely, and all of it is $2.08 per minute. So you can pick from a half-hour session, 15-minute session, an hour session. I even have packages where I'm super discounted so people can take their pick. So that's the full gamut of what I do.
Okay, great. And, Sonic, before we go to calls, do you want to give out how people can contact you?
Sure. You can contact me on my website. It's sonicnova.net, SONICNOVA.net. Or after the show, please don't call me while I'm on the show. You can call me at 702-448-6051. And I can briefly talk to you, like I talked to this young woman that called me before half hour before the show, and she's scheduling a half-hour session for a relationship consult in a clearing. She wants to clear the bad air between them. So I will spend, like, maybe, say, 5-10 minutes talking with you on the phone, but I don't actually do the work there. I usually do my readings here, my mini readings, and then we can do a session, you know, on my website, or if you call me and you schedule a session with me. And like I said, I'm only $2.08 a minute. That's super cheap for the, all the stuff that I do. So I guess
yes.
We can take calls, Mike.
That is. Okay, yes.
Okay.
And if anybody wants the phone number for Sonic, the number for her office is, I'll give that out now, and then I'll give it out later, too, if you don't have a pen and paper. 702-448-6051. 702-448-6051. And also, we're up to 15 people now on hold.
Wow.
Let's see, folks, if we could break the record here on this show and reach 20.
I'm
going to
try, Mike.
Let's see.
So how about
right.
if we, instead of doing five-minute sessions, we're going to do three-minute sessions. I'll go super
Sounds
fast.
Good. Sounds good.
All right,
and you guys, if you guys want to go into the chat room, I'll intermittent the people in the chat room. I'll go back and forth. So that's a quicker way of getting in. Go to the chat room. Okay. Area code 813. You're up first. Can I get your first name?
Hi.
Where you're calling from?
Angela. Angela from Florida.
Hi, Angela from Florida. How can I help you real quick?
Yes, I was talking about my relationship.
Okay, great. What's the name of the person that you want me to read for regarding you?
Chris.
Chris. Okay. And what is his date of birth, Angela?
11/1983.
1983. And yours?
10/13/83.
Right on. You're a Libra like me. All right. So what's your question about Chris?
Just I don't know what's going on between us, or, you know, why we can't seem to get along. That makes any sense. Everything, it's like, no matter what's said, is just taken the opposite way. And
yep, I know.
I don't think there's any reason
okay.
for it.
So beautiful that you came in, because I did talk about twin flames, twin souls, and you guys have a twin soul relationship where you literally are twin souls, which means that disembodied out of the body, you guys become one. Okay, you're one being. And I get that there was a very strong attraction between the two of you when you first got together. And as time moved on, it's like opposites. So like I said, you say white, he says black. He's always contradicting you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be the bearer of bad news. But that's the nature of this relationship here on Earth because of the opposing energy that he has with you. So everything you say and do, he's going to oppose. And those relationships are really, really hard to deal with. You have to have somebody that, you know, I can't do that. I got to be honest with you. And I'm pretty stable and pretty, like, balanced. But I can't have somebody always telling me, you know, no, it's this way. No, it's the other way. It's the opposite of what you say.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an opportunity to actually either let go of him, you know, and move on, or you have the opportunity of having it continually having adversity with him, because that's all I see that you're going to have in your future with him until you finally get tired of it and you go, you know what, I'm done. This is too painful, and I don't need to be with somebody that's always contradicting me, and he is going to be that way. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that is what's going on in your relationship.
Okay. So, yeah, well, yeah.
But you can find somebody better. That's part of the whole thing here, okay, is that part of you doesn't believe that you can. Part of you believes like you. There's a part of you that actually was raised with this kind of pattern, and it's acceptable to you. And that's what we need to work on and change. Like if you came into a private with me, I would do half an hour with you where we would really restructure the neural net in your brain that basically says, no, I'm not going to accept somebody that's always contradicting me. I want somebody that's like me and that wants to be with me and that actually mirrors me as opposed to, you know, does the opposite.
Right.
So I would highly recommend you do like a half hour session with me so we can reprogram your neural nets in your brain and in your heart so you can start attracting a guy that basically says yes instead of no.
Right. So you don't see anyone that's like, you know, that.
I do, but I hate to do this and cut you short. I have to go to the other 15 people. So either come back on another show and we can continue this reading or come to my website and schedule a quick 15-minute and I'll do a future potential for you.
Okay.
Cool?
I can do that, yes.
All right. Awesome, Angela. Thanks for coming in. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. I think the Sonic guys needed to say that is so dead on of people that they can do so much better, but they're afraid that they won't, and so they'll cling to a bad relationship.
Exactly. And it's ingrained in us. That's the problem.
Yes.
Because one of our parents, this is how they loved us, so this is all we know. So it's not like we do it intentionally. We do it actually subconsciously and automatically, which sucks. And we keep repeating the pattern until we finally realize, oh, this is a pattern and I need to break it, you know?
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And you can break it. Your past doesn't define your future. And you can break that chain, and we need to, because my dad was an alcoholic, and I knew I needed to break that chain. My brother did it. He eventually did. But I knew I didn't want to be like that.
But
my
you
dad.
Did, right, Mike? I mean,
yeah,
my
I
mom
did.
Was a perfect example of an alcoholic, a drug addict. I mean, pharmaceutical drugs, by the way, that was self-medicated, and cigarette smoking, and I never did any of those things. And I still don't. You know, so she was a great teacher for me of the things that I didn't want to become.
Right, exactly. I watched my brother, who was older than me, do the same as my dad. And I said, I can't believe. I said, when we were kids, we swore we wouldn't be like dad. And look what you're doing. You're drinking. You're hitting your wife. I said,
oh, my God.
You know, He got cleaned up, and he hasn't drank in like 20 years, so he's done really
well. And I bet
anything
that he's not, you know, the only thing that caused him to hit his wife was the alcohol. And now that he's not drinking, he doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, just like my dad. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, okay. very good. Let's go to the person in the chat room. Again, go in the chat room, and you can be one of the next ones up here. Let's bring in at 17 people holding. We're close to 20. Let's go bring in Rose Maria. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, Rosa Maria. How are you?
Doing good. You said it right. Cool.
Yeah. So, how can I help you today? And we'll have to do the show in English because the people won't understand if we start speaking Espanol.
I speak Italian.
Oh, you speak Italian. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know what's going on with a friend of mine. His name is Ralph. So I don't know what you can pick up what he's trying to say to me or trying to do. Or
can you do me a favor and give me his date of birth so I can connect to him energetically?
Sure. 10/25/60.
Okay. Ooh, right away, the moment you gave me his birthday, a whole bunch of information started pouring in about Ralph. He is definitely having a life crisis at this point in time.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Right? You do. Right. But I don't. You've never talked to me, so that's why I'm saying this, so that people can go, oh, she is really the real deal. So this life crisis is causing him to have all kinds of cognitive dissonance. Do you know what that is?
No, I never heard that.
Okay,
word
cognitive
before.
Dissonance is basically somebody that says one thing and does the opposite. Okay, it's very bipolar. Okay, and that's what's going. And there's not going to be a connection there with you till he actually gets his act together. If that makes sense. I hope this
yes.
makes sense to you.
Yes. It's funny that you said that because he said that. I say one thing and I do another. He said it to me. I'm like, wait, that ain't me.
Right.
Cool. So when is that going to happen?
So what I would suggest you do is support him as much as you can. Realize that he's having cognitive dissonance, which means that he's not in the right frame of mind. Okay. And he has other psychological issues that are emotionally related, that basically he feels pulled in opposite directions inside of himself. That could drive anybody crazy. I had that problem where, you know, it's actually like one part of you says yes, the other one part says no, and you're pulling yourself in, you know, and trying to pull yourself in opposite directions. And that's what's going on emotionally for him. So if you could just be like, you know, the trash can for him, so when he comes and he, you know, regurgitates all his emotional stuff, just hold the trash can out and don't take any of it in and just be supportive of him till he gets through with this. He will. He's very strong, so he will be able to come through the other side. But at this point, he's going through a major, what a shaman would call, you know, the dark night of the soul. And it's a good thing, actually.
Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. Great.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great day.
You too.
You're welcome, Rose Maria. Said it twice correctly, you see?
Yep.
Take care. All right. You're welcome. Let's go next then here. And let's bring in Melissa from Texas.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Great.
My question is, yesterday my boyfriend just kind of out of the blue decided he wanted to, like, not be with me anymore or take a break or something. I really don't know what's going on with him, so I'm wondering if you might be able to connect with him.
Absolutely.
Give me some kind of clarity.
Give me his first name and date of birth, and I'll tell you exactly what's in his little mind.
His name is Chris, and his birthday is July 25th, 1974.
34. Okay. 1934, is that what you said?
74, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank
I'm
you. I'm like, wow. He could be your grandpa, man. All right, that's much better. I was like looking at him going, wow, he's younger than that. What's up with that? All right, so here's what I see with Chris and what I feel, okay? He needs a break because he's having overstimulation. He's feeling overstimulated by the relationship. He doesn't really want to part ways with you. I will tell you that. That's the good news, okay? The bad news is that it's a very intense relationship for him. He intensely feels connected to you, and it scares the bejesus out of him, okay? To have that level, to feel that level of vulnerability for him, okay, he can't help himself with you, by the way, it scares him. So that's why he's pulling back and taking a break, and he has to do the man cave thing to figure things out. And it's just the nature of your relationship with him, you know, that you guys share this very strong soulmate connection is what I see. So he needs to actually, like, pull a step back, you know, feel the void. And when he feels the void and you're not around, and this is, I'm really going to suggest and recommend this for you, do not contact him. Just let him be. Just go, I'm going to give you all the space you need, and when you're ready to come back and talk to me, I'll leave it up to you. And if it doesn't happen, so be it. And you got to be very, very much like that. And you got to pull your energy back and keep yourself preoccupied with other things. Keep yourself busy with work, going to the gym. Like if you were single, pretend like you were single and he didn't exist. You really need to do this in order for him to come full circle. And when he feels you withdrawing your energy away from him, and you've done this a couple of times when he's pissed you off, because I do see that, you want to just pull your energy back. Like if he pissed you off, he hasn't pissed you off in this case, but when he's done that, I know that this is what's happened in between you. The moment you pull your energy back and he can't feel you, he contacts you. So that's what you need to do here, is you just need to give him space, let him know, communicate with him this time. Go, you know what, I'm going to give you all the space that you need, and when you're ready to communicate with me, let me know. And I'll be around.
Okay.
And then just pull back and just create that void so he can't feel you, and don't think about him, and just go about your business like if you were mad at him. And you'll see in about a couple of weeks, you'll be seeing him going, texting you and going, hey, I miss you. I kind of figured it out. Okay?
Okay.
That's the solution. Because he does love you, and he feels very intense feelings towards you. And he definitely doesn't want to lose you. I will tell you that. Mm-mm.
Okay.
If you all of a sudden, if something, God forbid, you died or you disappeared, you went to another country and you left him, he would be beside himself, truly. Because I feel a very profound love for him towards you, and that's what scares the bejesus out of him. It's because he feels this intense, profound love for you, and he doesn't know what to do with it. He's scared of it. So gently, you know, I definitely suggest when he does come back for me to help you, you know, figure how to treat this with him and to act with him and to coach him, because we do need to coach our co-partners, you know, our love interests, into getting comfortable with the idea of being vulnerable, okay? He's very afraid to be vulnerable and very afraid. That's what scares him about commitment. And he's done a tremendous job with you because he has that tremendous, deep, profound love for you that he hasn't run away before, okay? So that is what's going on with him. And I can definitely coach you guys in terms of, especially you, on how to handle him with kid gloves so that he doesn't keep running away. Okay?
Okay. Okay, so he texted me and said, you know, I've got some of your things and you got some of my things, you want to meet next week. So I should just say, yeah. And then when we meet,
you know,
I just tell him.
Say yeah, exactly. You know, if you already have an opportunity to meet with him and to connect with him, just say, you know what, Since you want your space and you need to process whatever you need to go through, that's fine. I'm going to give you all the space you need, and when you're ready to connect with me, you know where to find me.
Okay.
And he'll be shocked when you do that, because what he's expecting you to do is go, please don't leave me. You know, why are you doing this? Don't do that. Do the opposite. He'll be shocked. Seriously. He'll look at you and go, damn. I'm telling you, next week when you meet with him, you're probably going to get on my chat and you're going to call me and go, oh, my God. Are you going to text me on my chat and you're going to go, you're right, oh, my God. And just let him be, you know. He just needs 2 weeks to come full circle and start being sweet to you and say, yeah, you know, I can't really be without you and I feel terrible. But, you know, and then just gently, this is a gentle process for him to start opening up his heart to you, which is, I know, what you want the most. And he wants it too,
yes.
He just doesn't know how. So we need to entrain him that it's okay for him to do that and that you're not going to hurt him, okay?
Okay. So I'm going to know, like I'm going to see right away when I tell him, like when I meet with him.
Oh, yeah, you'll see it in his face. He's going to be in shock. When you say that to him, he's going to be in shock. I'm telling you. I wish you could, don't take a picture, okay? Just take a picture with your mind. But that's what I see him doing. Like, he's going to be in shock when you say that to him. He's not going to expect that. What he's going to expect from you is, I'll always be here for you, and don't take too long, and all that. And instead, you're going to turn around and kind of slap him in the face and go, yeah, take all the time you need. You know where to find me. He's going to wonder if you have somebody else. Literally, that's what he's going to wonder. He's going to go, oh, my God, does she know somebody else? Is she in love with somebody else? What the hell's going on? You're going to play like, like a violin. So, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're
I
welcome.
So appreciate you.
So welcome. My pleasure. All right.
All right. Have a great
person.
Night.
It was great talking with you. All right. You too.
You too, Sonic. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. And again, to contact Sonic, her contact information is all on the show page, okay? The link, you can just click on over here on Journey into the Light on Blog Talk Radio if you're looking for this show. I know some of you guys are just calling in. I know we had a big posting on Twitter today for the show, and a lot of you guys turned out. We're at 17 already now on called in. We need three more to break the record here on Sonic's show. And again, you can reach her at sonicnova.net, nova.net. And the phone number is the business line to set up a reading with Sonic, 702-448-6051, 702-448-6051. And remember, Sonic Nova is here every Tuesday at this time, which is 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, here on Journey into the Light. So come on back each week and tell your friends, and stay with us, though, in Journey into the Light. Next hour, we're going to continue on. We're going to be talking about love and relationships, taking your calls on that with myself and Jennifer Taylor. So stay with us here. And if you want to go to the chat room, again, that's a great way of getting in here today. We're going to go next now to a longtime listener, friend of the show, who's in the chat room in the Bay Area. This is Sophia. Welcome.
Hi, Sophia.
Oh, hi. Hi there. First time that I get to listen to you. I hope it's quiet in the background. I was listening on the internet, too. Great.
No worries.
Thank you, Mike, for taking my call.
Sure.
So my question is, do you see a move coming up for me?